So let us try to discuss some relevant subject matters today. Hare Krishna, but I'm very happy to be here. Thank you very, very much for receiving me at Haripur. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihati.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihati.
Jaya Radha Madhava. Glories to the Assembly of Devotees. All glories to C.C. Guru and Shigaranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 We are reading this morning from text 40 of the second chapter, sixth canto.
Sa-tasmin
deva-sadana
sadana
asino
asino
yoga
yoga
astita
astita
vadyavitendriya
vadyavitendriya
ramo
ramo
yuyoja
yuyoja
mana
mana
atmani
atmani
Satasmin deva sadhana
Satasmin deva sadhana
Asino yoga mastita
Asino yoga mastita
Satya ritendriya gramo
Satya ritendriya gramo
Yoja mana atmani
Yoja mana atmani
Satasmin deva sadhana
Satasmin deva sadhana
Asino yogam astita
Asino yogam astita
Radhyavitendriya gramo
Radhyavitendriya gramo
Yudhyoja mana atmani
Yudhyoja mana atmani
Satasmin deva sadhana
Satasmin deva sadhana
Asino yogam astita
Asino yogam astita
Radhyavitendriya gramo
Yuyoja mana atmani Yuyoja mana atmani Satasmin deva sarana Asino yoga mastita Radharitendriya ramo Yuyoja mana atmani
Satasmin deva sadhana
Satasmin deva sadhana
Asino yoga mastitaha
Asino yoga mastitaha
Pratyahritendriya gramo
Pratyahritendriya gramo
Yojamana atmani
Yojamana atmani
Satasmin deva sadhana
Satasmin deva sadhana Asino yoga mastita Pratyavritendriya gramo Yoyojana atmani
Mataji is bitter, please.
Satasvindeva sadhana
Satasvindeva sadhana
Asino yoga mastita
Asino yoga mastita Pratyavritendriya gramo
Yoyoja mana
atmani
Satasmin deva sadhana
Asino yoga mastita Pratyavritendriya gramo Yoyoja mana atmani
Thank you. Sa
sa
hier ajamir
hier ajamir
tasmin
tasmin
at that place haritva
at that place haritva
deva
sadane
in one Vishnu temple
in one Vishnu temple
asinaha
asinaha
being situated
being situated
yogamastitaha
yogamastitaha
performed bhakti yoga
performed bhakti yoga
radhyavita
radhyavita
withdrawn from all activities of sense gratification
withdrawn from all activities of sense gratification
indriya grama
indriya grama
his senses
his senses
yudhyoja
yudhyoja
he fixed
Manaha,
Manaha, the
mind,
Atmani,
Atmani,
on the self or the super soul,
the self or the super soul,
the supreme personality of Godhead,
the supreme personality of Godhead.
Translation: In Harpa, Ajamir took shelter at a Vishnu temple, where he executed the process of Bhakti Yoga. He controlled his senses and fully applied his mind in the service of the Lord. Prabhupada. The devotees who have joined the Krishna consciousness movement may live comfortably in our many temples and engage in the devotional service of the Lord. Thus, they can control the mind and senses and achieve the highest success in life. This is a process descending from time immemorial. Learning from the life of Ajamil, we should vow with determination to do what is necessary to follow this path. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vrishanine Nirvishesha Sundravani Vastajyari Shatranine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasavi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. May I ask one of you to kindly shut this pen? It is very good. Now it's even more comfortable because we are already fresh. Yeah. Let us again read the text about Ajamil. In Haridwar, Ajamil took shelter at a Vishnu temple where he executed the process of Bhakti Yoga. He controlled his senses and fully applied his mind in the service of the Lord. Let us just imagine Ajamil in this situation. He has had a very forming experience. At the time when he was dying, he saw three Yamadutas with distorted, most frightening faces coming to take him to punishment for his sinful deeds in the lower planetary systems, in the hellish planets. At that time, Ajamil had chanted the four syllables Narayana, very urgently he had called out the name, but of his son, not of the Lord. Still, because the Lord is so potent, he's present in his name, the Lord had appeared and he had given him a second chance, which Ajamil had taken. He had gone to a holy place. Recently I heard from one of my godbrothers a story which I would like to relate, a story which tells us how potent the holy name is even when chanted not with the optimum of concentration. Once there was a very busy businessman. If I understood correctly, he had a oil press. He had a bullock which he was driving, please go, in circles, and this bullock was connected with a stone which was pressing sesame seeds and other types of seeds to extract the oil out of it. Radha Muni saw this man and asked him, please chant. But the man said, I'm a businessman, I can't chant, I'm too busy with my oil press. I walk in circles, this is my work. But Sri Narada Muni, there must be some time which you have to chant. The man said, well, I'm shy to say, but the only time which I have is when I'm on the private place. I do not know if you can guess what he was hinting at. In European countries we would say the double VC. When I'm there, Radha Muni feeling deep compassion for this person who was so overly busy in the dream of material existence, he said, and chant there. So the next time the man went for a private sitting, he chanted Rama, 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 Rama. In the Ramayana it is said, whenever there is Ram Katha or Ram Kirtan, one great personality appears, being irresistibly drawn to this place. It is Hanuman. Hanuman came and he saw that this man was chanting the name of the Lord in this utterly disrespectful place and location. He became enraged and he began to kick with his feet into the back of the man. Now one kick of Hanuman is so strong that it sent Ravan reeling and falling down. Kumbhakarna could not stand up to the powerful kicking of Hanuman. For an ordinary mortal, if Hanuman is enraged, then his kicking is a blissful death sentence. Blissful because he is a servant of Lord Ram. When we are touched with the lotus feet from such a servant, it is highly beneficial, but it is also breaking all our bones, even the ones in the ears. It is very, very strong. But Hanuman's kicking was to no effect. The man continued. Hanuman was flabbergasted, if that is a correct English word. He was, rain encourages me, he was flabbergasted. And he immediately went to Ayodhya to report to Lord Rama. But as he entered the beautiful palace of the Lord, he saw sad faces. "Where is Lord Ram?" he asked. And the people of Ayodhya with sad faces said, "He's still in his bed chamber. He's not well today." Shri Shri Radha Vandaneshwara ki jai. He's not well today? No, he's not well today. So Hanuman went into the bed chambers and there he saw Lord Rama, who was moaning. "Ah, oh, Lord Rama, how are you?" "I'm not well today." "You have pain? Where is the pain?" Rama said, "Why are you asking? It was you who inflicted this pain upon me." "No, not possible. I'm doing everything. I'm serving you foot and hand and mind. Day in and day out. I would never do anything to hurt you." "Yes, you kicked me. Very violently you kicked me. By now you should know that I am not different from my holy name." Do you remember that man who was chanting Ram, 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 Ram? I was there. and then you kicked me. Oh, said Hanuman, who will treasure this merciful lesson of his Lord. Lord is not different from the name. Yes, we may sometimes be covered, but this doesn't change the fact. For instance, I'm covering the face. I will not see the beautiful pictures, but nevertheless they are there. They are still there. They don't disappear when I'm covering myself. So when I cover my consciousness with inattention, Krishna is still there when I chant, but I just don't perceive in him, and my chanting becomes dry, and he's there. Yeah. So in this verse, or in this section of the Bhagavatam, we hear of a similar thing. Ajamil meant to chant the name of his son Narayan. He meant someone else, but the Lord came and he saved him. Or in this case, he came and he also brought his servants who saved him. In the remainder of this lecture, I would like to discuss a point which I feel very relevant and important in this light, in this line. Prabhupada spends the last part of his purport with this, making an observation. This is the process he refers to, controlling mind and senses and achieve the highest success in life. This is the process descending from time immemorial. Learning from the life of Ajamil, we should vow with determination to do what is necessary to follow this path. Hare Krishna, you were giving great happiness to my eyes this morning by being here and having Dasha. Hare Krishna. So determination is a very important process in Krishna consciousness, a very important factor in Krishna consciousness, and this determination will be challenged as we go through our stormy life of Krishna consciousness practice. At the time when a devotee does not really feel so much taste in the execution of his or her devotional service, determination will come to the aid of such a devotee. The human, as we hear from our philosophy, the human being is between two worlds. He is between the world of the antaranga, or internal energy of the Lord, which manifests the kingdom of God and the variety there, and on the other side, between the Bahiranga, or external energy, the Maya Shakti of the Lord. The human being, or the Jiva, is just on the borderline, which is called Tatastha. Tatastha can mean marginal, but it can also mean something like moving or tottering. It's a line which is moving, which is marginal. The example we have heard many times is the example of ocean and land. Just between the ocean and land is such a tatastha line, a borderline, which is moving. As a children, you might remember how, when most probably all children do this, I could play this game for hours growing up next to the borderline. we grew up on an island in between Denmark and Germany, and we remember how with our friends we would run on this borderline when the water was coming. We would run a little this direction as if the waves were receding. We were walking this direction. We were running, frolicking, thank you, on this borderline. Living entity also is on this borderline. And it is a matter of our determination if this will be a miserable experience or a happy experience in Krishna consciousness.
To and fro,
of course. Thank you. I must say I'm a little unpracticed now. For four months I just stayed in Germany and did not go outside, so my English is dependent on your blessings. So when we are not very careful, the Bahiranga, external energy, can get us, even when we are in devotional life. The ocean of material existence can very easy get us. You might remember as you were a child, very often the water was just flushing your feet, and the other friends were saying, you have lost. and then you couldn't run with the friends any longer. You had to stay in the camp of the losers and wait for the next run. So the jiva is in this situation. He has to be, a devotee is in this situation. He has to be very careful that he does not lose, that the material energy, the Bahiranga Shakti, does not get him. I want to tell you the two effects of getting wet, the two effects the ocean of Maya has when you are not careful to stay on the land. The first thing which happens is that your taste gets covered by the avaranatmika shakti of Maya. Avaranatmika means that which covers us. The moment a devotee is covered with the material energy, that moment he cannot perceive the happiness of Krishna consciousness and loses his taste for chanting of the holy name, for the association of devotees, and all the other five angas of devotional service, which are very important. At that time, the second effect of the Maya Shakti comes, which is called in Sanskrit the Prakshepatmika Shakti, or the pulling energy. When Maya covers you with her energies, the next thing is she will pull you. Beneath the covering, by one of the many material desires which become awakened in your heart, and you are dragged towards other things, other possibilities, the many offers of the material energy. So a devotee in Krishna consciousness needs to very, very carefully understand this philosophical subject matter, that he is really in between two worlds, and it is up to him to make a conscious decision to choose which of the two energies, the internal or the external energies, he wants to become controlled by. It is a determined choice. today you all confronted me with this choice, and I want to give an example here so that you know that this choice is always there. Every day you can do it, and you can not do it and then experience something else. I must tell you that I was very, very tired, and but I felt this morning I must get up for Mangala Arati, because I'm here in the Bhaktivedanta Mena for a few days, and even if I want to see the deities, I just wanted to do that. And so I came down, and then when we went and chanted rounds, and then when we came in the car, totally fell asleep like a dead carcass. I was corpse, is the English word. There, and then you so lovingly and affectionately greeted us, even Mahavishnu Maharaj, with the whole orchestra between his two hands was there, and Mahajyoti Prabhu was there, and I felt so low and humbled by these devotees greeting such a name. So earlier I had made the decision, alright, I'm tired, I will not dance in the kirtan, I will stand very saintly before the deities, and just and no one will know that I'm tired as anything, and I will just not do it. But then the kirtan became so lively by the presence of all of you, and then I made a determined decision. No, Sachinana, you are here with the devotees. Just, just throw yourself into the sound vibration. It will, Krishna will help. Please, in the form of His holy name, you will not die doing it. So, I feel this is what I want to present for your own attention, that throughout the day there are ample opportunities to make that conscious decision to decide for the Krishna and decide to move away from Maya. I feel if you put in your heart a little inscription, you have the choice. Or maybe for a day, maybe this is too unusual. But in the old time, sometimes you might just like to write down a little word, choice, in your hand, where you see it. Not that everyone else sees in the inside, it's a more private exercise. Choice. You have the choice. And you can make the most wonderful experiences in your life by making a conscious and sometimes determined choice for Krishna. What you will see is that another energy starts working on your life, starts pulling you. When you make no choice, most properly for Krishna, most properly due to habit and previous conditioning, we will be pulled by Maya. If you do make a conscious choice, and I want to say the word conscious, my dear Lord, please give me the strength to serve you. Something conscious. Then you will see how the mystery of Krishna consciousness happens. And that is that the spiritual energy of the Lord will take over. These two, the spiritual and the material energy, are always together in this material world. In the first canto, Hare Krishna, welcome. In the first canto of the Bhagavatam, we hear of Srila Vyasadeva's meditation and the revelation which he had subsequently. He went to the bank of the Saraswati, up in Balarikashram, and he immersed his mind in meditation. Then he saw the Lord, and a little bit away, mayam apashrayam is the Sanskrit word, a little bit distance, the material energy which was just behind the Lord, a little behind the Lord, like a shadow which is behind a person. You saw the Lord and his shadow. This is what is always there, what is a picture in this material world. The Lord is there and the shadow. But unfortunately, we have been so much accustomed to look to the shadow that we do not, that we have to learn to make the conscious turn of the head toward the Lord. We are so conditioned that you know, our head is used for this, as a certain psychological anatomy which is there, which turns your head always towards the shadow, not to the substance. It is a muscle. We have to use, you know, practice this muscle which turns us this way, and it only works if we ponder deeply about what it means for us throughout our days to make a determined choice for Krishna. Because this point is very important, conditioning, and because I have an audience which has heard these points so many times, I will use a new illustration, not a philosophical one, but a psychological one, for only 2 minutes. There was a professor called Professor Turner. This is a real person in one of the American universities, who one day had it coming to him. He was lecturing about the conditionings of the mind for 1 week when his students decided to give him a lesson himself. Professor Turner, you must know, was in the custom to walk up and down while he was giving his lectures. Here, there was the door, and here was the window side, and here was his, where his pupils, I think it's called, or students it's called. Not disciples, but students, we say in English. So his students decided to give him a lesson. Professor Turner was, you know, this and this, Freud and Jung and Reich and the subconsciousness and the it and the ooh and the ah. And now whenever Professor Turner was towards the window side, was reaching the window side, the students were showing visible signs of inattention, like our devotee is presently making Hare Krishna, good morning. visibly they were going like, ooh, and talked something. Whenever he was at the window side. Now whenever Professor Turner came towards the door side, they were changing their behavior, taking very interested notes. The Matajis or women students, female students were giving signs of approval. He was talking very valuable. But it was, they did not say anything. They just made this by body language. Now, can you imagine on what side of the lecture room Professor Turner was towards the end of that class? The door side, yes. He was practically gluing to the door as if stuck by an invisible but very powerful glue substance. Because Professor Turner was conditioned, he wanted very much the attention of his students, especially, this is noted, the female students. Why do we talk about this? Well, this is an illustration how we are conditioned by our psychology. No one needs to say anything. Maya doesn't need to make a big arrangement. It goes very easy. She just arranges the material energy in such a way that we stay towards the door side, the material side. We do not come towards the Krishna side. So you need to change the direction. You want to Krishna. You need to change the direction of your own conditioning. And this can be done if you become sufficiently aware that you are a Jiva Shakti and you have the possibility to turn your head or turn your life towards Krishna. Don't become discouraged as you see the strings of Maya working on you, which is the covering energy, just like you were just now covered by Brother Sleep. Did you notice? This was coming invisibly over you. And when Maya pulls you by material desires, don't become discouraged. This is always happening if you don't if you have not used your choice, your free choice, in the best way. So practice using your free will and change your life by going to the spiritual side. If you do so, you will see the pulling energy of Krishna. The Yoga Maya Shakti will bring you more and more to Him. Hare Krishna, this is what I want to present to all of you today. We have now exactly 4.5 minutes for question and answers. I will drink while you are thinking of your question and answers. Mahavishnu Maharaj.
Wasn't it in your case this morning, you decided to go to the window side,
yes.
But you were attracted by the association of devotees, no?
Yes.
So it wasn't a choice.
It was an attraction.
Grab you.
Yeah.
So should we just hope for that?
Maharaj, a little choice was there. I was thinking, I'm going to the deities, Radha, London, Ishvara, who have brought me to Krishna consciousness. I wouldn't be here without them. We chanted every day before in our japa. At that time, the regulation was that japa was chanted in the presence. We had a different standard in the old times. Now, it's different and it's also good. The standard as it is now, it's maybe better. It starts with the readiness in the heart. Krishna does not interfere with this readiness in the heart. And you have to make this choice. And the rest is up to Krishna, really. It's interesting. You're either overwhelmed by the Maya Shakti, or you are controlled or pulled by the divine energy of the Lord. But you are always under the control. You are never the controller. Not in your material life and not in your spiritual life. You are the controller. So you do have to make the choice. And believe me, dear devotees, you know, I'm coming now from Germany, stormy times, I'm Germany. And again, Krishna's humbling us, like he has done several times in the past, and shaking us, and we can see that several devotees have not yet understood the possibility of making a conscious choice, and then all of a sudden they begin to see things differently, and so on. Hare Krishna. Yes.
I'd like to know, often like when you talked about devotees becoming covered, when they actually don't perceive that they're becoming covered.
Yeah.
And often I hear, like, after devotees have left or fallen down, that other devotees will say, oh, I thought that might happen or whatever, but they didn't take that step to say something or do something because they were, like, scared or whatever kind of reaction. So what role should devotees take to maybe alert a devotee that this is happening?
No. What role should we take when we see a devotee is going, that the covering influence is starting in his or her life? We should call danger, danger, danger. But I know when the devotee is not ready to take advice, then it's very bad against it. So almost, you know, when, have you ever noticed when devotees fall asleep and you try to wake them up? I'm not sleeping. and